and the last who is cast over the last star of morning, and the future has passed without even a last desperate warning. Then look into the sky where through the clouds of that is torn. Look and see her, how she sparkles. It's the last.
Your drinks are free like a time.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneana. Keep it locked in.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All-College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONI for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
WONY 90.9 Oneonta FM Radio. You're listening to the Alumni Hour. Keep it locked.
The following radio broadcast has been pre-recorded. The content you are about to hear is not being...
You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. On today's show, we're going back to the 1990s. Coming up on today's show, I have Buffalo Daughter, the Pizzicato Five, and Chibo Motto. Today, I'm going to kick things off with Bjork. From her 1995 album Post, this is Army of Me. You're listening to 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Circle of perfect liberty. That's all we give them equally on the road. You can do anything in the perfect circle. In the perfect circle. It's a challenge for human limitation. It's like a, it's always like a, totally like a, exactly like a socks, drugs, and rock and roll. Cement in mold. All the spectacle is not so a miracle. I'd rather rub my ankle.
Wave your hands in the air, just for your physical care. Keep your movers away. Life is just a waste.
Our life is like a, it's always like a, it's totally like a, definitely like a, socks, drugs, and rock and roll.
Drinking, no, me, scarcity of time. Turns her voice into sugar water.
Chibo Motto with their song Sugar Water from their 1996 album Viva La Woman. Chibo Motto was a duo comprised of Miho Hattori and Yuka Honda, both of whom are originally from Japan, but formed their band in New York's East Village in 1994. Later, they added Sean Lennon and multi-instrumentalist Timo Ellis and Duma Love to their lineup, and released the album Stereotype A in 1999 before disbanding in 2002. In 2011, they reunited. And on Valentine's Day, 2014, they released the album Hotel Valentine on Sean Lennon's Chimera Music label, which featured appearances by Yuka Honda's husband, Nels Klein, and comedian and musician Reggie Watts. According to New York Magazine, Yuka Honda is now a resident of Otsego County, although I'm not too sure if she lives near Oneonta or Cooperstown or Cherry Valley or the little hamlets and towns in between. She also sits on the board of directors for the Catskills Agrarian Alliance, an organization devoted to fresh food access and food sovereignty in the greater Otsego, Delaware, and Schoharie County region. Yuka, if you're listening, thank you for the music. Before that, you heard Twiggy vs. James Bond by the Pizzicato 5, originally released in 1991 in Japan on their album This Year's Girl, and released here in the United States in 1994 on the compilation Made in USA, released by Matador Records. Before that, you heard Buffalo Daughter in their song Socks, Drugs, and Rock and Roll from their 1998 album New Rock. And to start today's set off, you heard Army of Me by Bjork. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. Today's show was inspired by a playlist I made for a post for one of my Substacks, which I'll let you go find. It's not the exact track listing, but when I put it together, I thought, you know, this would be a good playlist for my radio show. Coming up, I have Underworld and Luscious Jackson. Right now, though, featuring vocals by Noel Gallagher of Oasis, here's the Chemical Brothers with Setting Sun. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York. Keep it locked.
You're the devil in me, I brought it from the car. You said your body was young, but your mind was very old.
You're coming off strong and I like the way the visions we have are fading away. You're part of a life I've never had. I'll tell you now, it's just too bad. Push it.
How you some stones. I asked if we could be alone. I had some troubles of my own. Knew I had to say goodbye to all the old things held inside. If I let the moment fly, I knew they'd all be magnified. With my naked eye, I saw the falling rain coming down on me. With my naked eye, I saw if I said it all, I could see he. It's not a choice I tried to make. Something told me it was time to give you yours and leave me mine. A vision started to be clear. I watched the sunlight coming near. A new day, I knew the night. I knew I could regain my sight. And it feels alright.
Right, that was Naked Eye by Luscious Jackson from their 1997 album Fever In, Fever Out. Before that, you heard Push Upstairs by Underworld from their 1999 album Boku Fish. And to start that set off, you heard Setting Sun by The Chemical Brothers with Noel Gallagher on vocals. And that's from their 1997 album Dig Your Own Hole. Coming up, I have the Sneaker Pimps and the Daruti column. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show. I'm Erin Darling, class of 2003. Today's set list was inspired by a playlist I made for a Substack I write, and I'll let you go look for it. Most of today's music is from the 1990s because the post it was made for is about something from the 1990s. Although I don't think this show is time-sensitive in the way my other shows are, I will say that I'm recording this on February 24th, 2026, at my home in the Finger Lakes. Right now, I'm going to play a track by Adrian Thaws, better known as the rapper and musician Tricky. This is a track from his 1996 album Pre-Millennium Tension, which was named the 9th best record of the year in the 1996 Village Voice Paz and Jop poll. This is Christian Sands. You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM.
Escape, tethered and tied, there's nowhere to hide.
Mine from Portishead off of their self-titled 1997 album. I threw that one in real quick as a surprise. If you've ever seen the video for this, and you can find it on YouTube, it's truly something else. Before that was Future Perfect by the Daruti Column from their 1996 album Fidelity. The Daruti Column is the project of guitarist Vinnie Reilly, who was once called the best guitarist in the world by John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Over the course of his career, he's worked with the likes of Morrissey, poet John Cooper Clark, Holly Johnson from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and Swing Out Sister. Before that, you heard Six Underground by the Sneaker Pimps from their 1996 album Becoming X, and to start that set off, Christian Sands by Tricky from his 1996 album Pre-Millennium Tension. Well, that about does it for me for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed my trip down memory lane. A little change of pace from my more recent alumni shows, and a show that was entirely built from a playlist. Hopefully I'll have another episode when I have a little bit more time to record another one. To wrap up today's show, I'm going to play Tori Amos from her 1992 album Little Earthquakes. This is her song Winter. I'm Erin Darling. You've been listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. Thank you for listening. Till we meet again. So long. Farewell. Avita Jane. Goodbye.
So fast. Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneonta IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No, report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneonta-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay. Real IT emails come from @oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone. Your data stolen. And your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on.